Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Luke 6, 6-11. Should we judge or help? The first thing that we are going to talk about is the significance of the paralyzed right hand. As you know, the vast majority of us are right-handed. Being our dominant hand, it allows us to do many things. The paralyzed right hand can be symbolic of a spiritual paralysis that can take us over, leading us to do nothing in our lives. We then may fall into total dependence on others, no longer doing what we want or what we must, but doing what others want. When we fall into this paralysis, we become dependent on another and do not live our lives. We just live to make others happy. This can lead us to be completely paralyzed. Let us not lose our freedom in our lives. We are called to come together and help one another, to fulfill the goal of our lives, but we cannot absorb the lives of others. That's right, we can't absorb the lives of others. If today your life is paralyzed by someone else, ask God for the miracle of regaining your life to act and be yourself, to decide to grow in the path of your life. And if you are paralyzing someone else's hand, ask God to help you let go of that person's life and not absorb it. Instead, try to help this person to be who they were always meant to be. The second point we will talk about is the significance of the verse. He had him stand in the midst of everyone. Sometimes Jesus draws our attention to people in our midst, showing us that instead of helping them, we have judged them. God makes us see in these people that sometimes we are wrong. They have asked us for help, and instead of helping them, those who are paralyzed in the lives, we cling to what we believe to be right and dismiss them. Who did God put in front of you today? Did you help them or did you judge them? And the last point we'll be looking at is the idea of doing good. Do not stop doing good. Don't let evil take over you. Be careful, because sometimes we disguise evil by calling it a grudge, hatred, or saying, let them pay for what they have done. Let's not do evil. Let's do good. Every day we can do something good. We can smile at someone. We can pick up trash off the street, or we can help a person who doesn't know how to do something. There are so many good things we can do in a day. I know that these audios are listened to by non-believers and people of other faiths. I'd like to invite you all to make life more beautiful. Life is lovely. It's beautiful. Let's help to make it even more beautiful for the many who don't yet know it is. Remember, the beauty of heaven is our goal. God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Take care.